And welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. In last week's battle, the battle between Still a Friend of Mine by Incognito versus Dream On, Dreamer by the Brand New Heavies, the winner by an eyelash, the Brand New Heavies.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson.
You are now entering the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast, where Mike is always on some BS.
Mike and Mario.
Tell me who
you got with Mike and Mario. It's Saturday fun on a Thursday.
Saturday,
with Mike and Mario.
All right, this should work. Okay. Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario.
Hey, everyone.
And
hey, y'all.
Today's another special day. Do you know why? It's because we have our sister.
Hey, guys.
Mary.
Hey. Why you get that voice on?
In the building.
You can't.
He pulled out the smooth jazz.
And you say you got my sister. So, like, I'm your sister. I told you, y'all not even real guys. Because I'm your assistant. You got on that voice. Thank you, Mario, for keeping
her. That's right. You
know. Okay.
My voice is the same all the time.
I know.
Yes.
All right. Well, for all of you who tuned in who don't know, this is the show, the dopest show in the galaxy. And on this show, I do things along with Mario's help. Nothing bad. You had to call the police, but this is where I put song versus song, or I put album versus album, producer versus producer, blah, 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 against one another, and ask the question to Mario, and he asked me, what time is it? I mean, that's not right. How dare you? That's not right either.
That's not it, but close.
Who you got? All right, Mary.
Can I start out with, I've got nothing but love for you, baby.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Go ahead. Okay.
I love it. You may not. No. Wow, I don't. Wow.
He thinks we're going to be able to answer this, and he stopped.
Okay.
I'm going to drink a little water just to get ready.
Oh, no, not you with the water, too. Just like him. Oh, God.
You don't drink water?
Okay, here's...
No, Mike will... He drinks this crazy people water, and then he comes to say some crazy people things. I don't know what it is with you swoopy people, but this is a trend.
Swoop, swoop.
Oh, why did I
say that?
I don't know. Why you
said
we let you go the last show. We didn't say nothing about it. It wasn't important, but here you go.
First of all, it is very important. Lindblom is a institution for those who aren't in the Chicago area. Lindblom High School is a very important part of a lot of people's history, particularly Black folks living in Chicago. And were it not for Lindblom, some very great, beautiful people, you would not know about them. And a lot of the cool things that have happened in Chicago have had people who go to that school. And two of the people who are really cool, who have shaped different aspects of my life, are here right now. So there. As of now, shut it up. Zip it, Lindblomers. Zip it. You won today.
The Eagles. Eagles. We're not Lindblomers. We're Eagles. But I appreciate everything.
No bloomers? You can't say bloomers?
No one has ever said that.
Bloom, B-L-O-M, tag, T-C-H, rock.
What, bloomers?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, man. I went to underwear.
I went to Chicago Vocational High School, sir.
We're sorry.
No, don't be. It's the only school in Chicago with Chicago in the name. Thank you. Represent Sippy.
I can't represent. I can't. Okay, so I'll just swoop over to my swooper and.
I see what you did there.
What we got, okay. Mike?
All right, I'll ask this question. This will make it easier. Mary Wyler, would you prefer straight R&B or straight pop?
Okay, I don't like this question. I'll start there.
But I did. Wow, who you got? R&B or pop?
Pop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mario and Mary. This is probably going to be a massacre, but one of the songs that won't get voted as much is very popular and very important in the 80s. Okay. Today's selections. Everything She Wants, Wham. I gave you a choice. Versus, Don't You Forget About Me.
Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
That's the class of 85 song. Okay, wait a minute. How dare you? Where's the camera? You, how dare you?
Everything She Wants versus Don't You Forget About Me.
You can. You can forget about me. You can. Like, for real. Because I think, yeah, no.
Okay.
I
got to get information first. I mean, I don't have to, but that's how the show has gone for the past 2 years.
Keep thinking. Well, first off,
let me get that.
No, my brows are furried.
You furried her brow.
You furried my brows.
That's
like, look, you be doing this to me, but you don't be seeing you doing it to me. Now, look.
I'm sorry. You're seeing it. But I'm not really.
All right. I'm giving you my answer.
No, I have to give this information.
No, you got to hold on a second. Let him set up.
You're gonna let me have it. I'm gonna speed through this, and you can let me have it. Everything She Wants, recorded by Wham, taken from their second studio album entitled "Make It Big."
I have the shirt.
Yeah, they were very popular back in the 80s. This was released the year before, in the year of 1984. Record label, Columbia Records.
Yes.
Everything She Wants was written and produced by George Michael. Chart position for Everything She Wants. Number one, U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number four, U.S. Adult Contemporary chart. Number seven, U.S. Dance Club Songs Chart. Mario and Mary, Everything She Wants. Moving on. Don't You Forget About Me. Don't You Forget About Me. Artist Simple Minds, taken from the album The Breakfast Club soundtrack album, released in 1985, record label A&M Records, written by Keith Forsey, Steve Schiff, no T, produced by Keith Forsey. Chart position, number one, U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number 36, U.S. Adult Contemporary, number nine, U.S. Dance Club Songs. Mario and Mary, Don't You Forget About Me. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's analyze.
Here we go. Hold on. So, Between Everything She Wants by Wham and Don't You Forget About Me, recorded by Simple Minds, Mary and Mario. If you can, on this day here, tell me and the universe and each other who you got. You first, Mary.
Okay. We're analyzing first. Remember, I already did them in my head. Wham was my junior year of high school.
Yours too? That's crazy.
And then Don't You Forget About Me, that was like the Breakfast Club. And no matter what, it was an anthem. But that was like more like my freshman year of college. Wham had more soul. Or
you say soul?
Everything She Wants had more soul to it. It had more
yeah,
soul.
That song was actually on
R&B charts.
Yes, it was.
I didn't know that because I don't be studying this stuff. You study. But I did love George Michael, even though he wouldn't have loved me back. But we would have got married. We would have. In my world, we would have. I didn't like his partner in crime as much. I don't know his name.
Andrew Ridgely.
See? I don't even think that makes like good sense with Mary. Marianne, George Michael. I'm going to go with my heart on this one and say Everything She Wants. That's my heart and my soul. But I am angry that I had to make that choice and I got furry brows. See, you saw them.
I did.
So, but Don't You Forget About Me is like an anthem.
Like the dude walking through the football
yeah.
field.
Yeah, absolutely. And he throw up the... Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
My best friend used to call me like Molly Ringwald and stuff. Y'all didn't see that, and I know you didn't, so don't say you mm-mm. did. Okay, good.
No, I would have never put you...
I got my answer. I gave you my mm-hmm. answer, but I don't like that I had to do it.
Okay, Mario, let's go ahead and make this unanimous. Who you got?
Well, Everything She Wants is a banger. Everything She Wants is a banger. Like, it still hits hard. It's still a very powerful song, you know? Don't You Forget About Me, though. Oh, Lord.
Memories.
There's a lot of meat on that bone, if you will. And that's a really cool song. I like Simple Minds. They have other stuff that I like maybe a little bit better. But that's their biggest hit by far.
But they didn't in the pop they didn't write that. That work. Was not their song. It was they were just asked to sing it.
Well, they were just asked mm-hmm. to sing it, yeah. But I mean it was their biggest
absolutely.
Hit. Absolutely. Easy. And like I said, there are other tunes that they had that I like. As well, maybe even a little bit better than that one, but that song just was, it was a force to be reckoned with. It was hard to not hear it and to be able to apply it because of the movie The Breakfast Club, even though for reasons still foreign to me, because black kids go to school in the suburbs too, there were no black people in that movie.
None.
But if I'm separating it from how we applied that song to leaving high school and going on to college or moving on, and that whole Don't You Forget About Me, Everything She Wants is a banger, and it's probably on the tape, if you will. But Don't You Forget About Me in a walk on this one, I think. Simple Minds. This song is mad, mad powerful and still very, very good, and it immediately attaches itself to a lot of really cool memories from that part of the 80s. Hey, Michael Lockett. God, excuse me. Something in my throat. Don't do it. Don't you. You don't have to go. NASA's not calling. You're not flipping a chicken over. Whatever the hell you be trying to do when you get out of these things. Michael Lockett, who you got?
Oh,
Oh, this is come on with the 3 hours later.
You gave me furry brass. Come on.
Song,
you buried her.
The song I'm playing first, second, and third is Everything She Wants.
That's fair.
But I cannot negate the Simple Mind song, because even in 2024, I still watch The Breakfast Club. It just came on last week and I watched the whole thing. And it's crazy. I was telling somebody, even though it had nothing to do with us, there was nothing in that movie related to us per se, I still felt like I knew those people in that library. I felt like I was like, man, they picked the perfect people to play those parts.
They did.
Right. I can't fully relate to what they were talking about. I didn't know people like that. I had my own set of, own set of friends. They weren't like that. But yeah, Something about that movie resonated. I was like, this was a great movie.
Yeah,
I can still say that to this day. It was a great movie.
But and come on, some people work for a living. Some people work for fun. Girl, I just work for you.
So I just read today that that song was about a man who had been married for, what did he say, 6 to 8 months, and they had a kid on the way, and he found out some things, and he was like, man, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. That song is so good. That's a great song. Yeah.
That's really, 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 like, no joke. That is a great song to me. I love that song.
Yeah, I think the Don't You Forget About Me is more sentimental. When people are going to pick it.
It's an anthem.
Yeah.
It was our rite of passage.
Yeah, the people, our friends specifically are going to pick, I think, Everything She Wants. But feel bad that they picked it over.
No, I got you. I feel you on this. I love George Michael. Period.
Period. Yeah, I think you said that.
I like Simple Minds a lot. And I like them for this song more than anything.
Yeah.
But this song would, independent of the movie, I don't know if it would have been that much to us if it were not connected to the movie.
I can see that. It is sentimental.
I don't know, though. I was a bit of a rock and roller back in the day. I probably would have really liked this song had it not been in the movie. But I think because it was in the movie and that it was the association with where we were at that time, it resonates more for me. And I think just in between these two songs, where if I didn't have that feeling, I would probably say it's a tie.
No.
But I think that the emotional part of it just carries that song over the top. The song I'm going to listen to first, probably Everything She Wants, no doubt. But if I listen to that Simple Mind song, it instantly takes me somewhere. Everything She Wants could happen at any moment in my life, as you well know, as we have documented on this show. It could be any time between 1987 and 2 hours ago.
Yes, and sure. Yesterday.
So, but the anthemic, iconic nature of that song with that movie, with what my peer group, which includes y'all, just all of it, man, it really is a thing. And I think high school when I hear that song, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to high school, but I think high school whenever I hear Don't You Forget About Me. I just do, all the time. And how it was ending, and it was time to move on.
Okay, so fellas, I sing both songs, and y'all know I be making up words to songs that don't really be in the song.
You know, that is a historical situation with you, Mary.
So I'm looking at the lyrics of Don't You Forget About Me that I sing every time I watch The Breakfast Club, and I too watch it every time it's on. I own it. I might even DVR it, which we don't know why. Damn. Will you recognize me, call my name, or walk on by? Rain keeps falling, down, down, down. Like, it is an anthem, and it is something from high school. And I'm not going to change my answer because, again, I was going to marry George Michael. I just don't know if he was marrying me back. But I do see it a little more now than I saw it before. And I do think it's an anthem. And I can't say without the, in the 80s, and that's why I asked the question, I don't know if we really had, a lot of our stuff was pop. It was a happy pop culture. Even if the songs were darker, it was still a pop culture, which I equate to, you know, some kind of upbeat thing. But Don't You Forget About Me. For me, it's the movie. And now I see some words in there that Mary might have been singing differently than everybody else who was singing the real words. But final answer, some people work for a living. Some people work for fun. Girl, I just work for you.
That's deep.
Okay. I felt bad for him in that relationship too, even if it wasn't real.
He said it was obviously he was. It wasn't
him.
It wasn't him and a woman, but apparently he said some of he felt some of that. Some of that was true. That's why he wrote it in like a day, in less than a day. Yeah, it was a throwaway song actually, but people was like, "Man, that's a banger." He's like, "Oh, it is." Let me put this on.
Some of the best songs are always good thing he did. Like that, though. The ones the artist is like, "Ah, this is some trash," and then it's a smash hit all over the world. I don't know if that says more about the people who listen to it or the people who make it, but yeah,
people who made it, we just be in our heads. That's all. Well, you're an artist. You just be in your head sometimes. Sometimes you gotta get out the way.
Especially if it's writing. If I'm writing a poem or something, because I've been trying to get my mind back to doing that again, like with more regularity, as I have not done it like that in the last God knows how many years, with the hopes of finishing a project. There are some poems I read from my past that I'm like, how did anybody take me seriously with this bullshit I wrote? Because it's terrible. And then I'll let somebody read it and they're like, this shit is really, really great. And I'm like, what? No. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, get out your own way.
Better. All right.
Well, so as usual, there were some definite answers, but not without trepidation, because Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah. Wow.
I did this specifically for you, Mary, yesterday. These two songs specifically for you yesterday.
I don't know whether
you say specifically. Oh, man.
And I don't know. I should say Atlantically. I don't know if I should be grateful for that, though.
I mean, you inspire me to dig a little deeper. I know that you love hip hop. And I know that you love those 80s pop songs. I know because I've been doing this since 2015. So I pay attention. I pay attention to the things that you're more passionate about. You specifically, not specifically.
Or Atlantically.
So Atlantically. Or
Indianally.
Wow. Why are we doing this? Okay. Okay. All right. Enough with the shenanigans and the dilly dally. All right.
I like that word.
That was a good show. Thank you, Mary.
Dilly dally.
Which one? You know anything about dilly dally,
nope.
Mario? Anything comes to mind when you hear the word dilly dally? Or fiddle
faddle? Fiddle faddle. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Boy, my arm's tired. All right, so Mary and I, in this particular battle, pick Wham. Again, with trepidation, because Simple Mind song is anthemic. Mario has picked the anthem, Don't You Forget About Me.
Nice pause.
Sentimental value. Sentimental reasons. Understood. Man, it's a great song. Wow. I think Wham is going to win because it was the more popular song amongst
our peers.
Amongst us. Because there are people I've encountered, because I think I was one of them. I was like, I'm not listening to that white pop stuff. I was right there in the early 80s. I'm not listening to that stuff. Mm-mm. Boy, was I wrong. But there are people who are in that boat who automatically pick George Michael because he had way more soul than he should have.
I wore the shirt.
That was a breath.
That's probably a conversation for another time. But if we ever blew our soul this and he was Northern African. If we ever want to do that and have that conversation about his artistry by himself, that's a very in-depth conversation. How he changed a lot of things in his short time here on the planet. He had Dion Estes playing bass for him. Dion Estes was playing with Marvin Gaye in the 70s. I mean, you know, George Michael was cold. He was cold. He earned every bit of accolade and prop and everything else that he could possibly get. He was a bad man. And Mary was going to marry him. Just not sure if he was going to marry her back, but, you know.
I was hopeful.
As were many.
Yeah.
many times.
Okay, low-key, he was fine. F-U-I-N-E.
Okay. Well, and on that note, I'm going to post this battle on Facebook, and you can answer if you like. If you can find us on Facebook, if you even bother to look, or you can just leave the answer on Podbean. You know, that is an option. Yeah. It's crazy, right? All right. Thank you again for tuning in to Who You Got with Mike and Mario.
Thank you, Mary.
You'll be back, okay. Just so you know.
You going to furry my brows again?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what should be happening. Mario? Just cause? What?
I just.
What did you do? Right? You just said nothing, huh?
I just said what?
That wasn't you.
That's a word.
Are y'all being nasty again? Cause it's going over my head.
No.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I got you, Mike. I'll do it. Let's end this right here.
Why don't you do it, Mario?
First and foremost. Depending on when this is broadcast, Gongxi Fa Shai, which means I hope you get rich in Chinese. Happy Chinese New Year. And, yes, and Who You Got with Mike and Mario. It's currently brought to you by the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, and the mountains, or whatever else they was trying. Where you looking, Mike? Where you going? Or whatever else they was trying to sell that woman on. In that song, Ready or Not. Have a great one, everybody. Please, if you're interested in sponsoring the show, you or your business, reach out to either Mike or myself, and we can make that happen. And thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate and review. Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, guys.
I shout out to all of Mike Bradwell, Lynn Bloom, and Chicago Vocational people, too.
Where'd you go to grammar school,
Mike?
St. Dorothy.
St. Dorothy as well. My cousin went to St. Dorothy's many years ago.
Why do you know that?
I've known you forever. I don't know why, but I do. I get paid to remember stuff too.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Right, let these two have their swoopy reunion, and we'll see you all next time.
Okay, bye, guys.
Take a minute. Later. Think about it. Say it one more time, one more time. Who, 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 who.
with Mike and Mario.